USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden holding a drive-in rally in St. Paul, Minnesota. As far as why the former vice president is in Minnesota.
Why Minnesota? Democrats won Minnesota in 2016. Are you concerned?
I'm not concerned. We're going to be in Iowa. We're going to be in Wisconsin, so I thought I'd stop in Minnesota. I don't take anything for granted. We're going to work for every single vote up to the last minute.
The former vice president in Iowa telling farmers he's going to hold China accountable.
I'll mobilize a true international effort to stop China's abuses so we can strengthen manufacturing and farming in Iowa and across the country. I'm going to hold China accountable, which he hasn't from the pandemic on.
The president with a busy Friday as well, with three campaign rallies, one in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Following nights of looting and rioting in Philadelphia, the Pennsylvania National Guard is now in the city of brotherly love. Tensions remain high in the city following the fatal shooting of a 27-year-old man with a knife by police. Over 50 police officers were also injured in the riots and looting. As far as the injuries?
Injuries include various cuts and bruises, etc. These are from thrown projectiles, rocks, bricks, etc. Several officers also had something that appeared to be blood intentionally thrown on them.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is campaigning in Fort Worth, Texas on the last day of early voting. The California senator urging folks to get out and vote.
Let us not let anyone ever take our power from us. Let us use the power of our strong voices every day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that absentee ballots in Minnesota must be received by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted. The court saying, however well-intentioned and appropriate from a policy perspective in the context of a pandemic during a presidential election, it is not the providence of a state executive official to rewrite the state's election code, at least as it pertains to the selection of presidential electors. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan was locked out of his Twitter account for a brief time after promoting that 400 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border wall in Texas was completed. Morgan tweeting a picture of the wall with the caption, "Every mile helps us stop gang members, murderers, sexual predators, and drugs from entering the country. It's a fact. Walls work." Twitter briefly suspended Morgan's account for violating the platform's policies on hate speech and hateful conduct, to which Morgan tells Fox News,
"What every American citizen, Trey, should be worried about right now is Jack, that man, he gets to decide. He's the judge, jury, and executioner about what is appropriate to say or not. That is un-American. He should not have that ability, and we should all be united to make sure that this ends."
Twitter saying the account temporarily locked was a mistake. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.